This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Mayfield. Bahamas residents are getting ready for whatever Hurricane Dorian has for them, AP correspondent Julie Walker.
For Hurricanes Matthew and Irma, Jeffrey Allen, who lives in Freeport, evacuated, but says he's riding this one out.
We're going to wait it out this time because with Matthew, we evacuated, and actually it turned out we were pretty much unscathed in that particular area.
Allen, who works in construction, says he's getting ready for Dorian.
The first gas station I went to, I was actually at the pump and they ran out of fuel.
His cousin Barbara Carey, who lives in Nassau, is also stocking up on necessities like groceries.
It was about 14 registers and I was like the 20th online on one of the registers.
Carey owns a travel company in the Bahamas and says a lot of cruise ships that are there are rerouting so they don't get hit. I'm Julie Walker.
Protesters set fires in a main thoroughfare and police responded with pepper spray and baton charges early Sunday in Hong Kong. Earlier, police fired blue-colored water and water cannon and tear gas in a standoff with protesters outside government headquarters. AP's Karen Chalmers reports.
Protesters took to the streets, ignoring a police ban against the march to mark the fifth anniversary of China's decision against fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. A large crowd of protesters wearing helmets and gas masks gathered outside the city government building. Police fired tear gas from the other side of the barriers, then brought out a water cannon truck that fired regular water and then colored water at the protesters, staining them and nearby journalists. Businessman Jimmy Lay said Hong Kong citizens had to keep fighting for their rights.
The Hong Kong situation is getting tense here, but we have to go on.
I'm Karen Chemas.
At least five people were killed, 21 injured in a mass shooting in an area near Midland in Odessa, Texas. Odessa Police Chief Michael Girk says that the incident began when a police officer stopped the man driving a gold Honda. The suspect shot the officer and drove off. He was eventually killed by police. This is VOA News. At least 10 people were killed when a suicide bomber set off his device in Afghanistan, where Afghan forces had gathered to repel a Taliban attack that started Friday night. Afghan officials said the dead include both soldiers and civilians. The bombing came shortly after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said government forces had repelled a coordinated Taliban attack on Kunduz near the Tajik border. The attack started early Saturday morning, set off gun battles and airstrikes throughout the day. The attacks also came as U.S. and Taliban negotiators continue a ninth round of talks in Doha. Many U.S. consumers can expect to take a hit from President Donald Trump's latest round of tariffs on Chinese imports, which take effect. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
Until now, the war has mainly been an abstraction for American consumers, with tariffs mostly imposed on industrial goods and the president insisting Beijing was paying the price.
China is eating the tariffs.
Starting Sunday, the U.S. will start collecting tariffs on nearly 70% of consumer goods Americans buy from China, from TVs to diapers to dairy products.
Hello, sir. How are you?
At places like Great Wall Hardware in San Francisco.
It's really the customer that suffers.
Owner Albert Chow says he'll hold off as long as he can, but will eventually have to raise prices since he's paying more for Chinese imports. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Thousands of Russians defied authorities in March Saturday in central Moscow, ignoring officials' warnings and pressing demands to let independent candidates run in upcoming city council elections. Police did not interfere with the protest, which was markedly smaller than the previous ones. However, camouflaged officers linked arms to keep marchers out of the road when demonstrators arrived at Pushkin Square, symbolically important public park, closer to the Kremlin. A heavy presence of detention buses and water cannon trucks were visible on nearby side streets. Neither police nor independent watchdogs reported any arrests or detentions from the action. And again, at least five people killed and 21 injured in a mass shooting in the area near Midland in Odessa, Texas. The police chief said that it began when a police officer stopped a man driving a gold Honda. The suspect shot the officer, drove off, and he shot at other people. He eventually hijacked a U.S. mail truck, leading police to think that there were two gunmen. Eventually, authorities caught up to him, and they were able to shoot and kill him. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.